Let us start again from the Mishnah of Daf Ches Amud Bein, just to get into the sugya. The Mishnah says, "Ein bein svarim letfilin the mezuzas, ela shasvarim nichtavim b'chaloshen, utfilin the mezuzas einam nichtaveis ela ashuris." So the Mishnah differentiates the lashonis of svarim. Rashi says, Svarim, Teire, Neviim, Uksuvim, Ashuris, Loshen HaKodesh. So Tfilin and Mezuzahs have to be written by Loshen HaKodesh. But other Svarim can be written by Chol Loshen. Abshimah Gamliel Omer, Af Svarim Lehitiru, Sheyikosvu, Ela Yevonis, that Af Svarim Lehitiru, Sarashi says, Lahem Loshen Acher, Chutz Mi Loshen HaKodesh, Aliyavonis Ubigmorim Aforish Taima. Let us skip over the first halotai from Begidin, which is a different sugya. Usforim, the next line. Usforim Nichtavim Becholosh. So we hear in the Mishneh that Sforim Anichtav Becholoshim, Ureminu Al Eska Kashe, we learned Abaraise Mikro Shekosvay Targum, the Targum Shekosvay Mikro, וכסב עברי עיני מטעמי עשה ידיים, עד שיכתבנו בכסב אשוריס על הספר ובדיוי. So, לחייר, the Mishnah is, the Braise is telling us two halachas. Number one, the lotion has to be the correct lotion. Therefore, mikre shekos ve'targum is not good, targum shekos ve'mikre is not good. The second halacha, the Baraisa tells us, Iksav Ivri Einei Metames Yadayim, that the Iksav has to be a Iksav Ashuris, Hachichtevenu B'Iksav Ashuris Alaseifu B'Dyoy. The Loshen has to be a Mechubendike Loshen, and the Iksav has to be a Mechubendike Iksav. So this is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that it's the Bechlal no hakpode on the Loshen. Svarim nichtav b'chol, nichtovim b'chol Loshen. Oma rove loy kashe, kan begufam shalonu, kan begufam shalohen. So the Reish Yosef and the Tur Yevin explain that rove was machadish, that the Vav, Chsav Ivri, is not a Vav HaPirud, it's a Vav HaChibur. And that means as follows, that the Barais is telling us that when is it not Metame Es Yadayim, if there's Tauti L'Reis, Mikra Shekos V'Targum, Metargum Shekos V'Mikra, that means if the Loshen is not Mechubin, Ulchsav Ivri, and the Ksav is also not a Ksav Ashuris, Eine Metames Yadayim. So you need two factors to make it not Metames Yadayim, that the Ksav is Mekulkul and the Loshen is Mekulkul. So Memela, so that's good. Our Mishnah only said that if the Loshen is Mekulkul, it's kosher. And the Baraisa says if both are Mekulkul, it is possible. That is what Rava had answered. Omalei Abaye, Bamai, so that's that Kan Begufon Shalonu, so let's now explain the Lashon of HaGemara, that the Mishnah is speaking about that the Ksav was good, only the Lashon was Mekulko. No, if the Lashon is Mekulko, it's taki good. Kan begufon shalahen, the Baraisa says begufon shalahen. That means if it starts l'reis, then it is no good. Omar le'abaye, b'may okimte lahi, how did you say pshat in the Baraisa? Begufon shalahen, that it is speaking about that it was written, but begufon shalahen b'ksav ivri. Is my Ilya Mikra Shekosvay Targum, Vitargum Shekosvay Mikra. So why does it say Dafke, Bitsirov? These two factors, then it is Enimetamish Yadayim. אפילו מיקרו שקוס ומיקרו ותרגם שקוס ותרגם נמי, ביי. דוקטוני, עד שיכתבנו אשוריס על הספר בדיורים. This is the Braise says that when is it kosher? It is only when is it Matamas Yedayim Ad Shichdevenu B'Ksav Ashuris till it will be written B'Ksav Ashuris. So here it's speaking about the Hechsher. When is it Matamas Yedayim? It's only Matam Yedayim Ad Shichdevenu B'Ksav Ashuris. So Abaye learned Pshat that this is Atmai Achloti, that means that it cannot be Metame Yodayim if it's not written B'chsav Ashuris. So therefore, it's not the way you're saying Pshat. That means the Reish of the Baraisa, I can't be chaylik with you. You want to say the Vav is a Vav Achiba, so it's a Vav Achiba. I can't be chaylik with you how to say Pshat in the Reish. Abaye personally held that the Vav is a Vav Apirut, and he learned that it's speaking about two different things. Mikre shekosvei targum, targum shekosvei mikre, if the Loshen is mekulkul, it's not metami yadayim. Uch sav ivri means oi ksav ivri. Another case, if this ksav ivri, it's also in the metami yadayim. From the reishe, Abaye couldn't be chaylik with Kovit. But from the Sefer says it's only metami ad shiyachtevenu b'chsav ashuris, that would seem that you cannot have a sefer that's metame shidaim if it's not ksav ashuris. According to you, if it was mikre shekos of mikre, it should be good. And the lashon habaraisa is not mashma like that. So lechayre, we could say maybe Rove did not learn sazoi to stress the achich devenu b'ksav ashuris. That means we're going. The baraisa says that Mikra Shekos Veitagum is possible if it was a Ksav Ivri. But it'll only be kosher if the Mikra Shekos Veitagum was Nichtav Ksav Ashuris. It's going on the Reish of the Baraisa. Not that's the only case when it is, that means the Mikra Shekos Veitagum will only be kosher if it was written by Ksav Ashuris. But perhaps we'll see Rashi will say a little better pshat. What does see Rashi? So Rashi says, Mikra shekos veitargu, sefer shekosu v'loshen ha-kodesh. You have a sefer that the sefer is kosu, the loshen is loshen ha-kodesh. Aroi lichter by mikra, and the word should have been written the Loshon HaKodesh, Kosvei Loshon Aram, he wrote Loshon Aram. The Targum, Shoyoroi Lichtav Boi Targum, it should have been written by Loshon Targum, Gen Yigar Sa'adusa, Kosvei Mikro Galei, Chagoyin Targum, Shal Daniel Be'ezre, that gave a sefer that's Nichtav Boi Targum, and it was Kosvei Mikro. Uchsav Ivri, Oi, Shaloi Shines Aloshin. This was what the Makshin held. The Makshin held it was a Vav HaPirut. Avol Shines Aksav. Shekosvei B'Ksav Shalei V'Hanor. B'Sach Sanhedrin Kori Leikisva Libuno. Ad Shiyichtevenu Ashuris, Ksav Ashuris, U'Ksav Shalom. Now, the Rosh Yosef is medayik from Rashi, that Rashi had a different girse than our girse in the Baraisa. By our girse in the Baraisa, it says, Ad sheyichtevenu b'chsav ashuris. You have to write it b'chsav ashuris. That's what it says in the Baraisa. Rashi had a girse. What's the Dibra Masra of Rashi? Ad sheyichtevenu ashuris. And Rashi says, Ksav Ashuris. Actually, Ksav Ashuris is Ksav Ashuris. Hu Ksav Shalom. So the Rosh Yosef says that the Emerson, this is Abayis Shtik Torah. That means, if we could learn, if we see from Rashi, Rashi was not Geiris B'Ksav. Okay. So now, we could learn this Baraisa as follows. Let's say, according to Rava, we could say a beautiful pshat in the Baraisa. Mikre shekos v'italgum. So there the chasaran is, because the loshen is not loshen HaKodesh. Then, that's one chesaron. Uchsav Ivri. Another chesaron is that the chesav was not a chesav Ashuris. Einai metame es hayedai. So it's not metame yedai. If you have two chesronis, the loshin is not good, and the chesav is not good. Achi yichtevenu Ashuris. Until it will be written Ashuris. So achi yichtevenu Ashuris means that either you'll be misakin the chesav, or you'd be misakin the loshin. That means he hopped on the first case. The first case, the chesaron was because it wasn't a loshin ashuris, it was a loshin targum. So be'emesin, a rove could have learned this beraise, and at mutay ad taka means it'll only be kosher ashichdevenu ashuris. And Ashuris can mean either Loshen Ashuris or Ksav Ashuris. One of the two, in order for it to be Metamis Yedayim, you need one of the two, either Ksav Ashuris or Loshen Ashuris. Therefore, Rashi said, that this the Rosh Yosef said, that Abaye Lemshat, Ad Shech Deven Ashuris, Ksav Ashuris. That it means it's only Kosher for being Ksav Ashuris. No, it says it's only Kosher for being Ksav Ashuris, that is not Rove. Rove held this, that it could be kosher, but it's not Ksav Ashuris. That's Abaye's kashus. Al Koponim, learning this Gemara, we can understand Abaye's kashe, and in the same way, we can understand that Rove also learned the Baraise, and Rove learned Shat and the Baraise differently. Rove did not learn Achich Devenu Ashuris means Ksav Ashuris. Achich Devenu Ashuris means Oy Loshen Ashuris, Oy Ksav Ashuris. So he had no problems with the Baraisa, nor Abaye, the way Abaye understood that Sheikh Devenu, Bir Ksav Ashuris, so then that's a Raya, not like Rove. Gufon Ksive, Kan be Gufon Shalonu, Masnisen Diktoni Bechol Loshen, the Mishnah that says that all the shayness are good, shloishina esaksa, ella sheshina esaloshin. The Mishnah is only speaking about a shini and the loshin. The Braise is speaking about that there was a shinui in the ksav also. Now, what did Abaye say? Abaye did not appreciate Rav's pshat, so Abaye says a different pshat. Elo loikashe, ho rabbonon, ho rab Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Gemara asks, I rab Shimon Gamliel, ho ike yevonis. Now, Abaye is opgefragt. Now, let us see a very, Rashi, Dachsachmir, is very interesting over here. But before we see Rashi, let us try to figure out Abaye's teretz. He says, what did Abaye say? Abaye learned that Uchsav Ivri is above a pirut. So the Mishnah, the Baraisa is telling us there are two psulim. There's a psul mikra shekosvei targum. There's a psul, if you wrote a mikra beloshen targum, is no good. There's another psul, Ksav Ivri. If it's not Ksav Ashuris, it's also no good. So there's a psul in Shini Aloshin. There's also a psul in Shini Haksav. And our Mishnah says there's no psul in Shini Haloshin. So that's according to the Chachamim. This Parais is going according to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. So now the Gemara asks the Kashe, Rab Shimon Gamliel, Ha'ika Yevonis. Yevonis is good. So we have to understand what's the Gemara's kasha. Who said Yevonis is not good? But the Baraisa said something else. The Baraisa said Mikra Shekosvoi Targum is no good. Yeah, that's true. Mikra Shekosvoi Targum is no good. Where did it say that Yevonis is no good? What's happened to the Gemara's kasha on Abaye? Misha says that Targum is not good. Targum is not good. Yevonis is good. Akavonim Akasha, you can't ask. So when you learn the Gemara, Lachere, it's Moira de Kmodne. What is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? Could be Yevonis is good and Targum is not good. So there are three mahalchim, we can say pshat, in the Gemara's Kash and Abaye. I saw the Marei Misoda wants to say that Talgum, the Gemara learned Al Kaponim, not the way Rashi says Talgum means Loshon Arami, but Talgum means any translation. Mikra Shekosvoi Talgum, if it's translated in any language, it's no good. Oh, that's a Kasha. That's a Kasha and Abaye. Now, we can also understand the Abaye like this. It's a very modern Gemara. Each one is saying a teres, the Gemara slugs them up. It's like we have to understand what the Abaye hold, what the Makshin hold. So, according to this Malach, it's very good. Abaye learned Pshat Talgam Kipshutai. Talgam means Arami. So, Mamela Abaye learned it could very well go according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Talgam is no good. Yevoni will be good. The Makshin held that Talgam is a Targum means all translations. So then it's not according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's one way we could learn Pshat. The Turiyevan wants to say a second way. The Turiyevan wants to say that that the Kasha is, in the Baraisa it says, Einei metam esi yedayim ad sheyichtevenu b'ksav ashuris. That the Ksiva, the second, the Braise speaks about two Chesroinis, about Chesron in the Loshen, Chesron in the Ksav. And the Braise says that it's only kosher if it's written B'Ksav Ashuris. Now the Makshin held, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, just like Loshen Yevoni is good, so the Makshin held that Ksav Yevoni is good. So Memele, that's Shat and the Kasha and Abaye. The Baraisa says, Ein mitames yedaim atzi yichdevenu b'ksav ashuris. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ksav Yevoni should also be good. That's one mahalach that the Turi Evan wants to say. And again, we'll understand Abaye. Abaye disagreed with him. Rav Shimon Gamliel was only Makshe Loshen Yevoni, not Ksav Yevoni. And the Makshe held, is Maksha Ksav Yevoni also. Now there's a third way to learn Pshat in the Makshin. And this is Mavur in Rashi. Now, let us see the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi is very interesting over here. Hoda Oma. This is what Rashi says in Nabai, heard the Omar. That what the Baraisa says, Ad she yichtevenu b'ksav ashuris. It has to be written b'ksav ashuris. Rabbi Shimon Gamlili, the polig ad rabbona b'masnisa. I Rabbi Shimon Gamlil, amaiktoni b'baraisa ad she yichtevenu ashuris. Now here Rashi, the first Rashi says b'ksav ashuris, and here Rashi says, Achich Devenu Ashuris, which is very interesting. Now, the way we had mentioned before, Daksamir could very well understand the Shakla Vitalia between Abaye and the Makshin. Abaye, as we had mentioned before, Abaye, the Girs of Rashi was, not that the way we have the Girs in the Barais, Achich Devenu Biksav Ashuris, Achichtevenu Ashuris. And we said Yichtevenu Ashuris, theoretically, could go Sai on the Loshen, Sai on the Ksav. No, Abaye held Achichtevenu Ashuris, Ksav Ashuris. Abaye did not learn like that. That was his whole Kasha on Rove. That's a Kelt. It says it is only Kasha if the Ksav is Ashuris. According to you, it could be Kasha, but the Ksav is not Ashuris, as long as the Loshen is mechuvah. That was Abaye's kasha. So Abaye learned it means ksav ashuris. So if we learn that achi dechvenu ashuris means ksav ashuris, so then the Barais is telling us that each one is a psul, that the ksav is a psul, and the loshen is a psul. So Achi Yichtevenu, so Rashi says, Hoda Oma Achi Dechvenu B'Ksav Ashuris. This was Abayish Diktaira, that Ashuris means Ksav Ashuris. So that means that there's a psul of Loshen and a psul of Ksav. Rabshim Gamlili, the polygad Rabbanim b'masnis, and he also is a psul of Loshim. So the Makshin asked on him, I Rabshim ben Gamlil, amayk toni b'beraisa achichte benu ashuris. That means the Makshin is choylik anabai. It doesn't say b'ksar b'ashuris. It says yichtevenu ashuris, and yichtevenu ashuris is koilo side the ksav inside the loshen. Now, if yichtevenu ashuris means the loshen also, then it's not according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, a loshen yevoni is also good. That's chatting the Gemara's kasha. The Makshin is asking. That means we asked before, what's the problem on Abaye? The Baraisa said Mikra Shekosve Targum is no good. That's true, Targum is no good. Who says Yevoni is no good? So the Makshin said, the Baraisa says Yevoni is no good because it says Achi Yichtevenu Ashuris. It doesn't say Yichtevenu Tzav Ashuris. That the Loshim also has to be Ashuris. Oh, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that cannot be because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, our Loshim Yevoni is also good. So, Fakir Tachsim Rashi, B'Shoyne HaKodesh, was Mevayu, what the Shakla V'Taya was between Abaye and the Makshin. Abaye held that Ashi Yichtevenu Ashuris means Ksav Ashuris, Hodom Yichtevenu B'Ksav Ashuris, and the Makshin held, Amaik Toni B'Brais, Ashi Yichtevenu Ashuris, Yevonis is also good, that Ashuris is Kailo, that the Loshin also has to be Ashuris. So that's not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So that it is with the so the Gemara falls off this teretz also. Elo loikashe kan besvorim kan betvilin umezuzus. That the Mishnah says that svorim anichtovim b'chol loshim. And here it says mikra shekos v'italgam v'italgam shekos v'mikra is speaking about tvilin umezuzus. My time it's, what's the difference between Tvilin and Mezuzahs and Svarim? B'shem d'chsiv bohu b'hoyu b'avyosan yuhu. B'hoyu b'avyosan yuhu. Frag the Gemara, if it's speaking about, so by here there's a gzeres ha-kosu, he says that what? That it has to be the way it is written, you cannot change it. It's not nemro b'choloshness. Like the Gemara, my Targum shekosvei mikra ika. So where is there a Targum shekosvei mikra in Tefillin and Mezuzos? Where do you have a Targum? Bishloime teure. If you'll say that the Baraisa is speaking about teure, ike yigar saduse. So then there is a Targum. Elohoche, my Targum ike. Where is there a Targum? So then again, we have to understand, what was the Havamina? I mean, the Tarzan said that it's speaking about the Tefillin and Mezuzos. I mean, so that's enough in the Kasha. So where's the Targum Shekos V'Ivri? So I saw the Lev Rochov brings down from the Chsam Sefer that there is Targum, Tatfas, is the Gemara Rabbi Kiva says that the Tatfas is Tatfafrikishtayim and the Somameliyev Tatfas also. So he learned like Rabbi Kiva and the other one either that's how he understood Pshat. The other one he brings down that Pshatayisus and Zvochim says that the Tatfas also, that's not that's, the Ike Loshen is a Loshen HaKadosh, no. The Psarem is on this, so it's not really a Loshen Targum. About Al Kaponim, we can appreciate this Tarzan also. He held there is Targum. Yeah. Or else we could say perhaps he held Targum in Zarami, the way Rashi said before, so there's no Targum. But Al Kaponim, we also can appreciate the Shakal of Italia and the Gemara. So the Gemara falls off from this teretz. Ela loikashe kan b'megile kan b'svarim. That the Baraisa, the Mishnah speaking about svarim, is namra b'choloshin. And he was speaking about megile. The megile is only namra pushoine.
My time with the book is some with his shine. There's a special din that has to be written the correct lush. Like the Gemara, my Talgum shakos by Mikra Ike, so where's the Talgum over here? Omer Rav Pope, Venishma, Pizgam HaMelech, Pizgam is a Loshen Talgum, Amach Meitzakoma, V'cholanoshim Yitnu Yekor LeBaleyem, COVID, Yekor is also a Loshen Talgum. What does Rashi say? Elo loikashe galsina v'erdom eleksi v'tfilam zuz shiksum ben parshish shel shema. Let us see the Tosfos on Rav Chesam at Beizim again. Before we see this, I'd just like to mention one halacha, which Ashtikel Ha'orev, on the Bir Halacha. This Baraisa says that it's Einei Metames HaYadayim Atshich Devenu B'chsav Ashuris Ala Sefer U'Bidyoy. That this din, we're talking about the Gzeir of the Yudches Dovo, that they were going to that Kisvi HaKodesh is Metames Yadayim. So it says, Einei Metames HaYadayim Atshich Devenu B'chsav Ashuris. The Bir Aloche in Hilchis Natilus Yadayim in Simen Kuf Samachay, it brings down a chayodom, that a chayodom clears a shayla. Now what will be if a person is in the middle of eating and he touches kisvei HaKodesh or tefillin, does he have to wash his hands again? So the chayodom is metzadid that, let's make a cheshbon, that kisvei HaKodesh is metames yadayim, it's paisel asatrume. And the whole tam of Netilas Yadayim, they were misakin by Chulan, Mishum Sach Tume. So l'chayre, so if a person will touch Kisvei HaKodesh, he has to wash his hands again. Then he says he's not sure about it, he should wash without a broche. And there the Bir Aloche is very much chaylik on the chayodam, he says on the din of Stam Yadayim, that they said Stab Yadayim Askonius and they were Machayva de Netile by Trume. That's the Gemara that says that they said Chulin is the same aloche of Schach Trume, that the Stab Yadayim are posel lachilas Chulin mishim Schach Trume. But this first aloche that they said that Kisvei HaKodesh is Metames HaYadayim, that was a knas, because they said the kala oiches sefer Torah orav nikbarom, that they canceled him for bechlal being negeya bekisvei HaKodesh. So memel they canceled him, that'll be poisel as atrume. So the Bir Aloche says that aloche never got transmitted to chulin. As I zuktav adava poshet, later he brings up Dachma sefer Ha'eshko, that the pshuva for Rav Haigoin, that it seems that it's no shayla whatsoever. This is the Bir Aloch and Simen Kuf Samach Hei. The Bir Aloch and Simen Tov Ayin Hei, and that's speaking about the Seder, so the Bir Aloch says, it says that the beginning of Tov Ayin Hei, it says that in up to Meitzi Matzah, one has to make Netilas Yadayim. So he says in Mishnah Berurah, why do you have to make him feel she died? We washed already by the carpet. So he says, because Mustamba was Esach Hadas, the Megillah, the Haggadah, and the Hallel, Mustamba was Esach Hadas, so Bemela, and Yidai Maskoni, so Bemela, he has to wash again. In Bir Aloch, he brings down from Shibayla Yalekit. He says, but what if a person was careful, and he wasn't Messiah Dat, Miyodo? And he didn't touch Kisvei HaKodesh, Zukta Shibayli Alekid. So he then doesn't have to wash his hands, as I Zukta. So Al-Kapon, the Shibayli Alekid, Nemton for Adobo Poshit, that Kisvei HaKodesh would be a Machayim. He says, if he didn't touch Kisvei HaKodesh, he was Shama Yodov, Sama Mele, then he won't have to wash his hands. And Gebuch, the Bir Aloch says, if someone was careful, he has a whole shayla, he should be metame yodov before he should wash with a broch. Now let us see Tosfos Daf Chesam at Beis, and then we'll go to Tosfos Daf Tes. Ad sheyichtev Ashuris b'al haSefer u'bidyoy, Lekamen Mukilo, this is the Gemara we just learned now. This is the last Mahalach. The divide we had till now, Lekamen Mukilo b'Megila. That a Megila is not Metama Yadayim, unless it's Nichta Vashuris, Kirsavon b'Chushayim. So Taisus says, "Lekam mukilah b'megila, because the amrinim beperek sheni giftis legiftim il misleilmim yotza. You could line it for different umes with the different lashonis. Oh, myri v'abay." So Taisus says, "Shekosu ba'ayse loshen shekayret." Not speaking about that it was written b'loshen akaidish, and he lined it for them. B'loshen giftis, the im lekein avakayr alpe b'la yotza. You have to line it techaksa. Im kein koshe amayloi mitame esa yadayi maizne mitame yadayi kivin shenit no likreis velichtoi b'cholosh and shemakirim bo fakert there has to be you have to be kairei mitay chaksav so kocho chestes and it's shenit no likreis velichtoi b'cholosh and shemakirim bo so this is the way it yeyitze. So kolchoch, this is how it has to be. This is a way it can be written. So and nikra say bezoy. So why isn't it metamas yadayim? Beishloim the kibin she'ain l'ksheira likreis ela l'makirim bo. If this legiftim is not kosher for all the shaimim, it's only for the makirim bo. Dinu shloim metamas yadayim. Avol heiche deksiva. Ashuris, but if it's written Ksav Ashuris, the Ksheira Af L'Sha'eino Makirim, Shemochi Dinu Shetetamei Esa Yadayim. So Taisvah says that Taisvah seems to be saying, as we mentioned the last time, the Beskerov is Matzad of Shat and Taisvah, that there's two distinct halachas. There's a halachim of Kisvei HaKodesh, and there's a loche of Kriya Mitei Chaksav. Now, in order for it to be Metame Yedayim, it has to have a loshen which is kosher for everyone. Then it gets Dine Kisvei HaKodesh, and it's Metames Yedayim. That, what the gift is, the giftim is kosher, that's in Hilchas Kriya. That means one can be kaire for those who understand that they can be yaitze the kri, that's called a kriya metay chaksav, it's a ksive for the kriya. And, but a ksive that's sufficient to, that's kosher for, to be kaire for certain elements, but not for all elements, that doesn't give it a din of kisvei HaKodesh. In order to get a din of kisvei HaKodesh, it has to be a ksive that a kriya mitay chesek sav will be kosher for everyone. So that's dafke loshen hakodesh. That's what Taisvus answers. We'll come back soon for this Taisvus. Let us see Taisvus further. Bishloim metayre ike yigar sadusa. So the Gemara says, by Taire, if you say it's speaking about Taire, so then I understand very well that why it's possible if it was written, Targum Shekos by Mikra. Because amai mifsele bohochi, that means you have a problem. Because we don't know what's going according to. But al kaponim, if we would say it's going about Torah and Ashini Losh and Pasos, so I would say it's speaking about Torah and it's speaking about that they were Meshane Yigar Sadus. Because my mifsel bahochi, v'loy ilu hoya chosa kol elu hasholish tavis. That means afilu, it's missing the mikra shekosvei targum, which is the, so that means it's missing the galait, and it's missing the targum shekosvei mikra, it's instead of yigar sadus, it's written galait. So al kaponim, you have three words which are mikulkul, which are written in a mikulkul de kaloshin. It is loy mifsul bahochi, kidam rinam begitten, seifer teure, shechosa yriya achas, ein keuren boy. Mashme davke yiriya achas. One is not permitted to be koire, but toire if the whole, it's missing a yiriya. Avo posik echad loy. But if somebody's missing one posik, it's not a posik to say for toire. So, the Gemara seemed to say, we're just missing a Tana, we don't know which Tana, but like this we would understand the Baraisa, that this Tana is telling us that that there's a Psul of Shini Loshin. Like the Taisa, if it is a Psul of Shini Loshin, but Shini Loshin also doesn't pass if it's less than a Yeri. V'docha ka'kuntres loyma degora tveig shukosuv targum mikshuhu loy nichtav klal. But it's worse, if nothing is there, so it's missing. Missing a ksav is one thing. So as long as it's not missing too much, it's kosher. But if it's written, but should not be written, so that's worse. That's what Rashi said. Taisus holds it for a doichik. The Rosh Yosef Tain is, we'll have the same problem later also. That what's the maskonas agmora? The maskonas agmora is that speaking about Megillah. No, Megillah, if it's missing, also is kosher. At Chetzio, it's kosher. So you also have to say Rashi Shtiktoire. You also say Rashi Shtiktoire. Sheshiv asks another kasha. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that if the Megillah was not written by the Asorah B'nei Homon the way it should be written, Kederech Shir, it's also possible. He says, why is it possible? What is it worse if it wouldn't be written at all? Sakolchoch, you have to say that when it's written, Shaloikilchosoi, that's worse than not written at all. Akaponim, that's Rashi's Mahalach. Vishloima, the Ochalei Boalash Me'inu, Ta'avetois, Vitzoich Lagir. Now, the Teretz of Taisivis is very difficult to understand. Now, what is Taisivis answering? Taisivis is answering that, it's just telling us that it's a toys, and you have to be magiyet. So, that's a problem. The Baraisa says, it's not metames or yadayim. Mikre shekos v'tagma doesn't say, you should go and be magiyet. It says, it's not metames yadayim. And that was the kasha. The kasha was, if it's a kosher seif, it's a kosher seif a toire. So why is it metames yadayim? You have to be magi, it's very good. But why is it metames yadayim? So the Rosh Yosef wants to say pshat and taisus, that taisus is saying, amayu dike chiddush, that even though it's muta likre soisoi, balachatchili not permitted to learn it. And kisvei ha-kodesh, that you're not permitted lachatchili to learn in, is not metames yadayim, which is also very mechudishtik, to say that the tumah of kisvei hakodesh is totally in if lachatchila you're allowed to lay in it, lachatchila not allowed to lay in it. So Moedik Echidish and the Turi Eben does not like the Steretz. He also understood Pshat like that. And Taisus says it's very difficult to understand. The Taisus Harosh Lemaise wants to say another Teretz could be the Pshat and the Turi Eben also. The Taisus Harosh says that Fakert, that there is a psul of a yiriya. You have to have a whole yiriya that's possible. So he says, the chiddush is that this will be mitzarif to the yiriya. It means like if you have a yiriya, it's missing a yiriya. But you have in this yiriya, you have here galeid and yigal sadusa. So maybe we don't have a complete yiriya. So the teretz is that this is mitzurif. I count that this is no good. So this will be mitzurif to the yiriya. If it would be good, so you don't have a yiriya. So it's mitzurif to the yiriya. That's how the Taisus HaRosh wants to emphasize Taisus Kashi. Kan b'megillah, I mean, this alone is not a psul. It's mitzurif to a shir that is paisul. The Turiyama wants to say this, that didn't need pay hey oisiyas. So this will be mitzarev to the, you can't use these oishes because it's possible. That's how they want to emphasize this kash. Kan b'megillah, kan b'shar sfor. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers that, shar sforim a nemro b'cholosh. Megillah is not nemro b'cholosh. וקושה דהך ברייסה כמן בתוקמה. So, this ברייסה is going, we're saying Megillah is different. לאי כרבן שימן בן גמליאל, ולאי כרבן. דאי רבנון, if it's going according to the רבנון, so what? We'll say that is a nudin, even though the Rabbanon hold that the Sforim Echtovim Bechol Loshen, but Megillah not, is exactly the case of Kichsovim Bechol Shaino. In Cain, Avale Lemisne B'mas Nisen, Megillah Kabi Tfilin U'mezuzitz, Shein Echtovim Ela Ashuris. That means, if the Rabbonim hold of this drosha of Kechsovim Ulchshoinom, so when they said which Dvorim are Nemro B'choloshin, are Nichto B'choloshin, and which Dvorim are not Nichto B'choloshin, so they should have stuck in, together with Tefillin and Mezuzahs, they should have stuck in Megillah also. Since they didn't put in Megillah, so raya that it Megillah is also nichta b'cholosh. So here the Rosh Yosef asks a moirdike kasha on Tosfos, which is a shrek. He says this Tosfos l'chayr is a stira to the first Tosfos on the Afches Amid Beis. What is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us that Sforim are nichtav b'chol loshen, the kosher. Tefillin and mezuzahs ain't nichtavis ela ashuris. What does that mean? So if you have tefillin and mezuzahs, it's ain't nichtav ela ashuris, so it's possible. If it was nichtav b'chol loshen, it's possible. Fine, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us. Fine, there's a difference between tefillin and mezuzahs. Now the Baraisa says that a Megillah that was not Memro, in the correct Loshen, is not Metamei Es HaYodayim. That's what the Baraisa said. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, but it's kosher, it's a kosher Megillah. Giftish, Legiftim is kosher. So Tosfos says, so what is Pshat? So Tosfos says, it's kosher, but it's not Metamei Es HaYodayim. So this Baraisa is speaking about Tumas Yodayim. So Tumas Yodayim, it's Ametamas Yodayim. Kashris, it's a kosher. So, what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying, if it's going according to the Chachomim should have put Megillah together with Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Achman and Aslan, you can't put it together with Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Tefillin and Mezuzahs is possible. A Megillah gifti shekori le giftim is doch kosher. So, it's a kosher Megillah. The Baraisa is just saying, in the halacha of metames and yevayim, you need that it should be a loshen that everyone can be yaitze in. That's what Tosfos had said. So the Tosfos is a pella. They fracked the Rosh Yosef. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lo metukme. Now you can't say that's going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Brais is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shrei Hu Mater Af Yevonis. He's Mater Yevonis. And Bein Loim Adahani Mili B'Shas For Mater Rav Shimon Gamliel Yevonis. Maybe you'll tell Rav Shimon Gamliel is only Mater B'Shas For it. Avol B'Megila Moide Shitzorich Ashuris Kusir Dizabazundar Aloch Avok Chsovam V'Chol Shainam. אז אינה, בפרק שני, אומר רב, הוא שמור, ולאז יבוניס, לכל כושר. לאז יבוניס is kosher to everyone, just like לושת הקדש is kosher for everyone, is לאז יבוניס is kosher for everyone. ומאסיק דאינו אומר, כרב שמעון גמליאל. ומאסיק נמי הוסם כמש מלון, דף מגילה נמי אומרים מלסאי. אפילו מהמגילה also is a din that יבוניס is like לושת הקדש. So my mail is the Hashrek. So who is this Baraisa going according to? It's not going according to the Chachamim, because the Chachamim should have mentioned Megillah in the Mishnah. It's not going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, because it's not true. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Yevonis is also good. Baal Kol Chachot Tzorich Loimer
שזה המתארץ אין סייבר דרב שמעון בן גמליאל קוי כבוסי דרב שמואל דלקמון. היסטק החולק על רב שמואל דלקמון, על הסייבר דרב שמעון בן גמליאל, להיית במגילה אל השוריס, ומשום דחסיבו כחסובם וחלשיינם, ורב שמואל דלקמון סביר לכשני דרב אשי דבסומך. His Rav Shmuel holds like the next man the Yom. That's what Tosfos says. Now let us see Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Omar Kisanya Hi Bishasvor. Rav Ashi said that the Baraisa is speaking about Bishasvor. And speaking about Bishar Sforim, Rabbi Yehuda is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya, now first it brings up a Reis, and then we'll see the Reis is a bit of a Reis, so when we'll find out Pshat in the Reis, then we'll find out exactly what Rabbi Ashi is saying. The Sanya, we learned in the Reis, Tfilin u'mezuzes ein echtovim ella ashuris. It's only written ashuris. Rabbi Seinu itiru Yevonis. And Rabbi Seinu amata Yevonis. In fact, the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Buchsi vahoyu. How could Rabbi Seinu be amata Yevonis? It says vahoyu. Elo eimo, so that can't be pshat in the Brais. Elo eimo, sforim nichtovim b'chol loshen. Rabbi Seinu itiru Yevonis. Itiru mechlal detane kama osa. That's also no good. That means he was Mater Yevonis. I mean, he's not a Mater. He's an Oyser, a Machmen. Ela Eimo, Rabbi Seinu, Lahitiru, Sheyichtavu, Ela Yevonis. So we have over here, so the Dvar was speaking about Sforim. That Sforim.
So let us start again from the Mishnah and that Chesem at Bein. Just to get into the sugya. The Mishnah says, Ein bein svarim letfilin the mezuzas elasha svarim nechtavim b'choloshen utfilin the mezuzas einam nechtaveis ela ashuris. So the Mishnah differentiates the lashonis of svarim. Rashi says, svarim teire neviim uksuvim ashuris loshen hakodesh. So tefillin and mezuzas have to be written the Loshon HaKodesh. But other svarim can be written b'chol loshon. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, af b'svarim lehitiru sheyikosvu ela yevonis, that af b'svarim lehitiru, Rashi says, lahem loshon acher, chutz mi loshon HaKodesh, ela yevonis u'bigmorim eforish taimah. Let us skip over the first halotai from Begidin, which is a different sugya. Usporim, the next line. Usporim nichtovim b'cholosh. So we hear in the Mishneh that sforim anichtav b'choloshim, or reminu al eska kashe, we learned abaraise mikro shekosvei targum, v'targum shekosvei mikro, וכסב עברי עיני מטעמי עשה ידיים, עד שיכתבנו בכסב אשוריס על הספר ובדיוי. So, לחיר, the Mishnah is, the Braise is telling us two halachas. Number one, the Loshen has to be the correct Loshen. Therefore, Mikre Shekos Veitargum is not good, Targum Shekos Veitargum is not good. The second halacha, the Baraisa tells us, Iksav Ivri Einei Metames Yadayim, that the Iksav has to be a Iksav Ashuris, Hachichtevenu B'Iksav Ashuris Alaseifu B'Dyoy. The Loshen has to be a Mechubendike Loshen, and the Iksav has to be a Mechubendike Iksav. So this is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that it's the Bechlal Mel Hakpode on the Loshen. Svarim Anichtav Bechol, Nichtovim Bechol Loshen. Oma Rove Loikashe, Kan Begufam Shalonu kan begufan shalohem. So the Reish Yosef and the Turiyevan explain that Rebbe was machadish that the vav, Chsav Ivri, is not a vav hapirud, it's a vav hachibur. And that means as follows, that the Barais is telling us that when is it not metame es yadayim, if there's talti l'reis, mikra shekosvei targum, betargum shekosvei mikra, that means if the loshen is not mechubin, ulchsav ivri, and the tsav is also not a tsav ashuris, eine metame es yadayim. So you need two factors to make it not metames yadayim, that the ksav is mekulkul and the loshen is mekulkul. So Memela said, that's good. And Mishnah only said that if the loshen is mekulkul, it's kosher. And the Baraisa says, if both are mekulkul, it is possible. That is what Rebbe had answered. Omalei Abaye, so that's that kan begufon shalonu. So let's now explain the lashon of Hagemara, that the Mishnah is speaking about that the ksav was good, only the lashon was mekulko. No, if the lashon is mekulko, it's taki good. Kan begufon shalahen, and the Baraisa says begufon shalahen. That means if it's tarti l'reis, then it is no good. Omalei Abaye. B'may okimte lahi, how did you say pshat in the Baraisa? B'gufon shalahem, that it is speaking about that it was written, but b'gufon shalahem b'ksav ivri. Is my irya mikro shekosvei targim v'targim shekosvei mikro? So why does it say dafke b'tziru? These two factors, then it is einim etamish yadayim. Afilo mikro shekosvei mikro v'targim shekosvei targim nami. Why? Doktoni ad sheyichtevenu ashuris ala sefer bidyoim. He says, the Baraisa says that when is it kosher? It is only when is it metames yedayim ad sheyichtevenu b'ksav ashuris till will be written b'chsav ashuris. So here it's speaking about the hechsher. When is it mitames yedayim? It's only mitam yedayim ad sheyichtevenu b'chsav ashuris. So Abaye learned pshat that this is atmai achloti. That means that it cannot be mitame yedayim if it's not written b'chsav ashuris. So therefore, it's not the way you're saying pshat. That means the reish of the Baraisa, I can't be chaylik with you. You want to say the vav is a vav achiba, so it's a vav achiba. I can't be chaylik with you how to say pshat in the reish. Abaye personally held that the vav is a vav apirut, and he learned that it's speaking about two different things. Mikre shekosvei targum, targum shekosvei mikre, if the loshen is mekulkul, it's not metami yadayim. Uchsav Ivri means oiksav Ivri. Another case, if this ksav Ivri, it's also in the metamas yedayim. From the reisha, he couldn't abay, he couldn't be chaylik with kovet. But from the sefer says it's only metame ad sheyichtevenu b'chsav ashuris, that would seem that you cannot have a sefer that's metamas yedayim if it's not ksav ashuris. According to you, if it was mikre shekos of mikre, it should be good, and the Lashon HaBaraisa is not mashma like that. So l'chayre, we could say, maybe Rove did not learn Sazoi to stress the Achich Devenu B'chsav Ashuris. That means the Baraisa says that the Mikra Shekosvei Targum is possible if it was a Ksav Ivri, but it'll only be kosher if the Mikra Shekosvei Targum was nichta v'chsav ashuris, it's going on the reish of the Baraisa. Not that's the only case when it is, that means the mikra shekosvei targum will only be kosher if it was written b'chsav ashuris. But perhaps we'll see Rashi will say a little better pshat. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says,
Mikro shekosvei targo, sefer shekosu v'loshen ha-kodesh. You have a sefer that the sefer is kosu, the loshen is loshen ha-kodesh. Aroi lichter by mikro, and the word should have been written v'loshen ha-kodesh. Kosvei loshen ha-ram, he wrote loshen ha-ram. The Targum show your roi lichter by targum, it should have been written v'loshen targum, when you got a sadduse. Kosvei mikro galoi. Chagoyin Targum shall the Neil Be'ezre, that give a sefer that's nichtov betargum, and it was kosvei mikro. Uchsav Ivri, oi shaloi shines aloshen. This was what the Makshin held. The Makshin held, it was a vav hapirut. Avo shines aksav. Shekosvei biksav shaloi verhano, besach samhedrum kori le kisva libuno. Achi yichtevenu Ashuris, Ksav Ashuris, Uksav Shalom. Now, the Rosh Yosef is medayit from Rashi, that Rashi had a different girse than our girse in the Baraisa. By our girse in the Baraisa, it says, Achi yichtevenu biksav Ashuris. You have to write it, biksav Ashuris. That's what it says in the Baraisa. Rashi had a girse, what's the Dibra Masra of Rashi? Achi yichtevenu Ashuris. And Rashi says, Ksav Ashuris. Achi yichtevenu Ashuris is Ksav Ashuris. Uksav Shalom. So the Rosh Yosef says that the Emerson, this is a bias shtiktoy. That means, if we could learn, if we see from Rashi, Rashi was not Goyres, Bichsav. Okay. So now, we could learn this Baraisa as follows. Let's say, according to Rava, we could say a beautiful pshat in the Baraisa. Mikre shekos v'italgum. So there the chasaron is, because the loshen is not loshen ha-kodesh. Then, that's one chasaron. Uchsav ivri. Another chasaron is that the ksav was not a ksav ashuris. Einai metame es hayadayim, so it's not metame yadayim, if you have two chesroines, the loshen is not good, and the ksav is not good, achi yichtevenu ashuris, until it will be written ashuris. So achi yichtevenu ashuris means that either you'll be misaken the ksav, or you'll be misaken the loshen. That means he hafed on the first case. The first case, the chesaron was because it wasn't a loshen ashuris, it was a loshen targum. So be'emesin, a rove could have learned this beraise, and at mutay ad taka means it will only be kosher ashichdevenu ashuris, and ashuris can mean either loshen ashuris or ksav ashuris. One of the two. In order for it to be metamis yadayim, you need one of the two, either ksav ashuris or loshen ashuris. Therefore, Rashi said that this the Rosh Yosef said that Abaye learned shat ad shichdevenu ashuris ksav ashuris. That it means it's only kosher for being ksav ashuris. No, it says it's only kosher for being ksav ashuris. That is not rove. Rove held this that it could be kosher for it's not ksav ashuris. That's Abayis Kashus. Al Kaponim, learning this Gemara, we can understand Abayis Kashe, and in the same way, we can understand that Rava also learned the Baraisa, and Rava learned Shat and the Baraisa differently. Rava did not learn Achich Debenu Ashuris means Ksav Ashuris. Achich Debenu Ashuris means Oy Loshen Ashuris, Oy Ksav Ashuris. So he had no problems with the Baraisa, nor Abaye, the way Abaye understood that Shechtevenu, Birchav Ashuris, so then that's a Raya, not like Rove. Gufon Ksive, Kan be Gufon Shalonu, Masnisen Diktoni Bechol Loshein, the Mishnah that says that all Loshein is a good, Shloishino Esaksa, Eloshashina is a loshen. The Mishnah is only speaking about a shini and the loshen. Baraisa begufan shalom. The Baraisa is speaking about that there was a shinui in the ksav also. Now, what did Abaye say? Abaye did not appreciate Rava's pshat, so Abaye says a different pshat. Elo loy kashe, ho rabbonon, ho rab Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Gemara asks, I rab Shimon Gamliel, ho ike yevonis. Now, Abaye is opgefragt. Now, let us see a very, Rashi, Dachsachmeh, is very interesting over here. But before we see Rashi, let us try to figure out Abaye's Teretz. He says, what did Abaye say? Abaye learned that Uchsav Ivri is above Apilut. So the Mishnah, the Baraisa is telling us there are two psulim. There's a psul mikra shekosvei targum. There's a psul, if you wrote a mikra beloshen targum, is no good. There's another psul, ksav ivri. If it's not ksav ashuris, it's also no good. So there's a psul in shini aloshen. There's also a psul in shini haksav. And our Mishnah says there's no psul in shini haloshen. So that's going, that's according to the Chachamim. This paraisa is going according to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. So now the Gemara asks the Kashe, Rab Shimon Gamliel, Ha'ika Yevonis. Yevonis is good. So we have to understand what's the Gemara's Kashe. Who said Yevonis is no good? But the Baraisa said something else. The Baraisa said, Mikra Shekosvoi Targum is no good. Yeah, that's true. Mikra Shekosvoi Targum is no good. Where did it say that Yevonis is no good? Well, what's shouting the Gemara's Kashe on Abaye? Misha says that Targum is no good. Yevonim, Adrab, Bigaray, Targum is no good, Yevonis is good. Akavonim Akashe, you can't ask. So when you learn the Gemara, Lachere, it's Moira de Kmodne. What is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe? Could be Yevonis is good and Targum is no good. So there are three Mahalchim, we can say Pshat, in the Gemara's Kashe on Abaye. I saw the Mrei Misoda wants to say that Targum, the Gemara learned Al Kaponim, not the way Rashi says Targum means Loshen Arami, the Targum means any translation. Mikra Shekosvoi Targum, if it's translated in any language, it's no good. Oh, that's a Kashe on Abaye. Now, we can also understand the Abaye like this. It's a very modern Gemara. Each one is saying a teretz, the Gemara slugs them up. It's like we have to understand what did Abaye hold, what did the Makshin hold. So, according to this Malach, it's very good. Abaye learned Pshat Targum Kipshutai. Targum means Arami. So, Mamela Abaye learned it could very well go according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Targum is no good. Yevoni will be good. The Makshin held that Targum is a Targum means all translations. So then it's not according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's one way we could learn Pshat. The Turiyavin wants to say a second way. The Turiyavin wants to say that the Kasha is, in the Baraisa it says, Einei metam esi yadayim ad sheyichtevenu b'ksav ashuris. That the Ksiva, the second, the Braise speaks about two Chesroinis, about Chesoron in the Loshen, Chesoron in the Ksav. And the Braise says that it's only kosher if it's written B'Ksav Ashuris. Now the Makshin held, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, just like Loshen Yevoni is good, so the Makshin held that Ksav Yevoni is good. So Memele, that's Shatan the Kasha on Abaye. The Baraisa says, Eina mitames yedaim atzi yichdevenu b'ksav ashuris. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ksav Yevoni should also be good. That's one mahalach that the Turi Evan wants to say. And again, we'll understand Abaye. Abaye disagreed with him. Rav Shimon Gamliel was only Machshe Loshen Yevoni, not Ksav Yevoni. And the Machshe held, is Maksha Ksav Yevoni also. Now there's a third way to learn Pshat in the Makshin. And Bachsachmir, this is Mavur in Rashi. Now, let us see the Loshen of Rashi. Rashi is very interesting over here. Hoda Oma. This is what Rashi says in the Nabai,
Hod Oma, that what the Braise says, Ad she yichtevenu Biksav Ashuris, that it has to be written Biksav Ashuris, I'm assuming Gamlili, the Polig ad Rabona Bemasnisa. I Rabin Shimon Gamliel amaiktoni bebereise ad she yichtevenu Ashuris. Now here Rashi, the first Rashi says Biksav Ashuris, and here Rashi says ad she yichtevenu Ashuris, which is very interesting. Now the way we had mentioned before, Daksumir is can very well understand the shakla v'talya between Abaye and the Maksi. Abaye, as we had mentioned before, Abaye, the girs of Rashi was not that the way we have the girs in the Barais Achich Tevenu Biksav Ashuris, Achich Tevenu Ashuris. And we said Achich Tevenu Ashuris, theoretically, could go Sai on the Loshen, Sai on the Ksav. Now, Abaye held Achich Tevenu Ashuris, Ksav Ashuris. Abaye did not learn like that. That was his whole kasha on Rove. That's a kelt. It says it is only kosher if the ksav is ashuris. According to you, it can be kosher, but the ksav is not ashuris as long as the loshen is mechuvin. That was Abaye's kasher. So Abaye learned it means ksav ashuris. So if we learn that actually the chvenu ashuris means ksav ashuris, so then the Barais is telling us that each one is a psul, that the ksav is a psul, and the loshen is a psul. So achi yichtevenu, so Rashi says, hod the oma achi yichtevenu b'ksav ashuris, this was a bayish diktare, that ashuris means ksav ashuris. So that means that there's a psul of loshen and a psul of ksav. Shimon Gamlili, the poligad rabbonim b'masnisin, and he also is a psul of loshen. So the Makshin asked on him, Irab Shimon ben Gamliel, amaik toni beberaisa achich tevenu ashuris. That means the Makshin is choylik on Abaye. It doesn't say b'ksav ashuris. It says yichtevenu ashuris, and yichtevenu ashuris is koylo side b'ksav inside the loshen. Now, if Yichtevenu Ashuris means the Loshen also, then it's not according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, a Loshen Yevoni is also good. That's Chatan the Gemara's Kashe. The Makshin is asking, that means, we asked before, what's the problem on Abaye? The Baraisa said, Mikra Shekosvei Targum is no good. That's true, Targum is no good. Who says Yevoni is no good? So the Makshin said, the Baraisa says Yevoni is no good, because it says, Achi Yichtevenu Ashuris, it doesn't say Yichtevenu Ksav Ashuris, that the Loshen also has to be Ashuris. Oh, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that cannot be, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, our Loshen Yevoni is also good. So if I can't talk to me, Rashi, B'Shoinei HaKodesh, was Mevaya, what the Shakla Vitaya was between Abaye and the Makshin. Abaye held that Achi Yichtevenu Ashuris means Ksav Ashuris, Hodom Yichtevenu B'Ksav Ashuris, and the Makshin held, Amaik Toni Bebrais, Achi Yichtevenu Ashuris, Yevonis is also good, that Ashuris is Kailo, that the Loshen also has to be Ashuris. So that's not like Shimon Gamliel. So that it is with the so the Gemara falls off this teretz also. Elo loikashe, kan besforim, kan betvilin umezuzus. That the Mishnah says that sforim anichtovim bechol loshen, and here it says mikra shekosvei targum, the targum shekosvei mikra is speaking about tvilin and mezuzus. My time it. So what's the difference between Tvilin and Mezuzahs and Svarim? B'shem d'chsiv bohu b'hoyu b'avyosan yuhu. B'hoyu b'avyosan yuhu. Frag the Gemara, if it's speaking about, so by here there's a Xeris HaKosuv, he says that what? That it has to be the way it is written, you cannot change it. It's not Nemro b'choloshin. Like the Gemara, my Targum shekosvei mikra ikra. So where is there a Targum שקוסווי מיקרו, אינט תפילן המזוזוס ודיה בתאגו. וישלוים תוירה, if you'll say that the Baraisa is speaking about תוירה, איקה יגר סעדוס, so then there is a תאגו. אלוהוך, מי תאגו מיקה, where is there a תאגו? So then again, we have to understand, what was the Havamina? I mean, the Tarzan said that it's speaking about the Tulan and Mezuzah. So, I mean, so that's enough in the Kasha. So where's the Targum Shekos for Ivri? So I saw the Lev Rochov brings down from the Chsam Sefer that there is Targum, Tatfas, the Gemara Rabbi Kiva says that the Tatfas is Tatfafrikishtayim, and so Mameli have Tatfas also. So he learned like Rabbi Kiva, and the other one, either that's how he understood Pshat. The other one, he brings down that Shataisus and Zvachim says that Tatfas also, that's not, that's, the Ike Loshn is a Loshn HaKadosh, no. The Psarem is on this, so it's not really a Loshen Targum. But Al Kaponim, we can appreciate this Tarzan also. He held there is Targum. Yeah. Or else we could say perhaps he held Targum in Zarami, the way Rashi said before, so there's no Targum. But Al Kaponim, we also can appreciate the Shakal of Italia and the Gemara. So the Gemara falls off from this Teretz. Ela loikashe kan b'megile kan b'svar. That the Baraisa, the Mishnah speaking about Svarim, is namro b'choloshi. And he was speaking about Megillah. The Megillah is only namro pushoine. My time with the Sibba kichsovim b'chil shoine. There's a special din that has to be written the correct loshi. Like the Gemara, my Targum shakosvay mikro ike. So where's the Targum over here? Omer Rav Pope v'nishma pizgam hamelach. Pizgam is a loshen Targum. Amach meitzakoma v'chol anoshim yitnu yikor lebaleyem. Covid, yikor is also a loshen Targum. What does Rashi say? Elo loikashe galsina vayadom eloksi v'tfilam mezuz shiksum ben parshish shel shema. Let us see the Tosfos on the Chesamet Beisim again. Before we see this, I'd just like to mention one halacha, which Ashtikel Ha'ore, on the Bir Halacha. This Baraisa says that it's einay metames a yadayim atchich devenu b'chsab ashuris ala sefer ubidyoy. That this din, we're talking about the k'seir of the yutches dovo, that the wagoyza, that kisvi akkadish is metames yadayim. So it says, einay metames yadayim atchich devenu b'chsab ashuris. The biraloche en hulches natilis yadayim in simen kufsamachay, it brings down a chayodom, that a chayodom clears a shayla. Now what will be if a person is in the middle of eating and he touches kisvei HaKodesh or tefillin, does he have to wash his hands again? So the chayodom is metzadid that, let's make a cheshbon, that kisvei HaKodesh is metames yadayim, it's paisel asatrume. And the whole tam of Netilas Yadayim, they were misakin by Chulan, Mishum Sachtume. So l'chayre, so if a person will touch Kisvei HaKodesh, he has to wash his hands again. Then he says he's not sure about it, he should wash without a broche. And there the Bir Aloche is very much chaylik on the Chayodom, he says on the din of Stam Yadayim, that they said Stabi Yadayim Askoni is, and they were Machayva de Netile by Trume. That's the Gemara that says that they said Chulan is the same aloche of Schach Trume, that the Stabi Yadayim are posel lachilas Chulan, mishim Schach Trume. But this first aloche that that they said that kisve akodesh is metames hayadayim, that was a knas, because they said the kala oiches sefer Torah orav nikbarom, that they canceled him for bchlal being negeya bekisve akodesh. So memel they canceled him, that'll be poisel as a trume. So the bir aloche says that aloche never got transmitted to chulin. As I zukt of adava poshet. Later he brings up Dachma Sefer HaEshko, that the Pshuva for Rav Haigoin, that it seems that it's no Shaila whatsoever. This is the Bir Aloch and Simen Kuf Samach Hei. The Bir Aloch and Simen Tov Ayin Hei, and that's speaking about the Seder, so the Bir Aloch says, it says that the beginning of Tov Ayin Hei, it says that in up to Meitzi Matzah, one has to make Netilas Yadayim. So he says in Mishneh Berurah, why do you have to make him till she died? We washed already by the carpet. So he says, because Mustafa was Esach Hadas, the Megillah, the Haggadah, and the Hallel, Mustafa was Esach Hadas, so Bemela, and Yidai Maskoni, so Bemela, he has to wash again. In Bir Aloch, it brings down from Shibayla Yalekit. He says, but what if a person was careful, and he wasn't Messiah Dat, Miyodo? And he didn't touch Kisve HaKodesh, look to Shibayli Alekid. So he said, doesn't he have to wash his hands? As I said, so Kapon, the Shibayli Alekid, Nemton for a double poshit, that Kisve HaKodesh would be a Machayim. He says, if he didn't touch Kisve HaKodesh, he was Shama Yodov, some Mele, then he won't have to wash his hands. And Gebuch, the Bir Aloch says, if someone was careful, he has a whole shayla, he should be metame yodov before he, then he should wash with a broch. Now let us see Toysvis Tav Chesam at Beis, and then we'll go to Toysvis Tav Tes. Actually, Yichtev Ashuris Bala Sefer Ubidyoi, Lukam and Mukilo, this is the Gemara we just learned now, this is the last Mahalach, the divide we had till now, the Kama Mukilah b'Megillah. That a Megillah is not Metame Yadayim, unless it's Nichta Vashuris, Kirsavon b'Chulshayim. So Taisis says, the Kama Mukilah b'Megillah, because you don't read it b'Perek Sheini, Giftis l'Giftim, Il Mislilmim, Yotza, you could lane it for different umes, with the different lashonos. Oh, my rivadai, so Taisa says, shekosu ba'ayse loshon shekairit. Not speaking about that it was written b'loshon akaydish, and he lained it for them b'loshon giftis. Deim lo kein avakair al peh, b'lo yotza, yef de leim itech aksa. Im kein koshe, amai loy mitame esa yadai, maise mitame yadai, kibin shenit no likreis velichtoi, b'chol loshon shemakirim bo. Fakert, you have to be koire mitoy chaksav. So kolchoch eistes, and it's shnit na likres velichtoy bechol loshen shemakirim bo. So this is the way it yoytze. So kolchoch, this is how it has to be. This is a way it can be written. So and nikra say bezoy. So why isn't it metamas yedai? Bishloime the kibin sha'ino ksheira likreis ela lemakirim bo. Giftis legiftim is not kosher for all the shaimim, it's only for the makirim bo. Dinu shloititames yedai. Avol heiche de ksiva ashuris. But if it's written ksav ashuris, the ksheira af lo sha'ino makirim. So Taisvah says that Taisvah seems to be saying, as we mentioned the last time, the Berskerov is Matzad of Pshat and Taisvah, that there's two distinct halachas. There's a halacha of Kisvei HaKodesh, and there's a halacha of Kriya Mitech HaKsav. Now, in order for it to be Matame Yadayim, it has to have a lotion which is kosher for everyone. Then it gets dinei kisvei akodesh, and it's metames yodayim. that what the gift is, le giftim is kosher, that's in Hilchus Kriya. That means one can be koire, for those who understand that they can be yoitze the Kriya, that's called a Kriya Metoich HaKsav, it's a ksive for the Kriya. And, but a ksive that's sufficient to, that's kosher for to be koire for certain elements, but not for all elements, that doesn't give it a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. In order to get a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, it has to be a ksive that a kriya mitoich Yisei Ksav will be kosher for everyone. So that's Tavke Loshen HaKodesh. That's what Taisvis answers. We'll come back soon to this Taisvis. Let us see Taisvis further. Bishloim etoire ike yigar sadusa. So the Gemara says, by toire, if you say it's speaking about toire, so then I understand very well that why it's possible if it was written, Targum shekos vay mikra. Because amay mifsele bohochi, that means you have a problem. Because we don't know what's going according to. But al kaponim, if we would say it's going about Torah and Ashini Losh and Pasos, so I would say it's speaking about Torah and it's speaking about that they were Meshane Yigar Sadus. Because my Mifsala Bahochi, Voloi Ilu Hoya Choso Kol Eilu Hasholish Tavis, that means Afilu, it's missing the Mikra Shekosve Targum, which is the, so that means it's missing the Galate. And it's missing the Targum Shekosvei Mikro. It's instead of Yigar Sadus, it's written Galate. So Al Koponim, you have three words which are Mikulkul, which are written in a Mikulkul de Koloshin. It is Loi Mifsul Bahochi, Kedamrinim Begitten, Sefer Teure Shechosa Yiriya Achas, Ein Keiren Boi. Mashme Davke Yiriya Achas. That one is not permitted to be koire, but toire if the whole, it's missing a yiriye. Avo posik echad loy, but if somebody's missing one posik, it's not a posik to say for toire. So, the Gemara seemed to say, we're just missing a tana, we don't know which tana, but like this we would understand the Baraisa, that this Tana is telling us that there's a psul of Shini Loshin. Like the Taisa, if it is a psul of Shini Loshin, but Shini Loshin also doesn't passel if it's less than a yiri. V'docha ka'kuntres loima degora tveig shukosuf targum mikshuhu loy nichtav klal. But it's worse, if nothing is there, so it's missing. Missing a ksav is one thing. So as long as it's not missing too much, it's kosher. But if it's written, but should not be written, so that's where that's what Rashi said. Taisus holds it for a doichik. The Rosh Yosef Tain is, we'll have the same problem later also. What's the Maskonis HaGemorah? The Maskonis HaGemorah is it speaking about Megillah. No, Megillah, if it's missing, also is kosher. At Chetzir, it's kosher. Yosef to say Rashi Shtiktoire. Yosef to say Rashi Shtiktoire. Yosef asks another kash, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that if the Megillah was not written by the Asorah B'nai Homon, the way it should be written, K'derech Shir, it's also a puzzle. He says, why is it a puzzle? And what is it worse if it wouldn't be written at all? Sakol Choch, you have to say that when it's written, Shaloikil Chosoi, that's worse than not written at all. Akaponim, that's Rashi's Mahalach. Vishloima the Ochale Boalash Meinu, Tabetois, Vitsoich Lagir. Now, the Teretz of Taisvis is very difficult to understand. Now, what is Taisvis answering? Taisvis is answering that it's just telling us that it's a Tois, and you have to be Magir. So, that's a problem. The Baraisa says, it's not Matamas or Yadayim. Mikre Shekos V'Targum, it doesn't say, you want to have a Mahuda Dike Sefer, you should go and be Magiyat. It says, it's not Matamas Yadayim. And that was the Kasha. The Kasha was, if it's a Kosher Sefer, it's a Kosher Sefer Torah, So why is the metames yadayim? You have to be magiyat, very good. But why is the metames yadayim? So the Rosh Yosef wants to say pshat in Taisus, that Taisus is saying, Amir de Kechidish, that even though it's mutter likrei soisoi, balachatchila you're not permitted to learn it. And kisvei ha-koidish, that you're not permitted lachatchila to learn in, is not metames yadayim. Which is also very mechudishtik, to say that the tume of kisvei ha-koidish is totally in if lachatchila you're allowed to learn in it, lachatchila you're not allowed to learn in it. Somebody the Kachidish and the Turiyevan does not like the Steretz. He also understood Pshat like that. The Taisus says it's very difficult to understand. The Taisus HaRosh Lamaise wants to say another Teretz could be the Pshat and the Turiyevan also. The Taisus HaRosh says that Fakert, that there is a psul of a Yiriya. You have to have a whole Yiriya that's possible. So he says the Kachidish is that this will be mitzarev to the yiriyah. It means like this, you have a yiriyah, well, it's missing a yiriyah, but you have in this yiriyah, you have here galeid and yigal sadusa. So maybe we don't have a complete yiriyah. So the teretz is that this is mitzarev, this is no good. So this will be mitzarev to the yiriyah. If it would be good, so you don't have a yiriyah. So it's mitzarev to the yiriyah. That's how the Taisus HaRosh wants to affirm for Taisus Kashi. Kan b'megile, I mean, this alone is not a psul. It's mitzarev to a shir that is paisul. The Turiyama wants to say this, I didn't need pay hey oisius, so this will be mitzarev to the, it's you can't use these oisius because it's paisul. That's how they want to emphasize this cash. Kan b'megile, kan b'shar sfor. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers that Shal Svarim and Nemro B'cholosh. Megillah is not Nemro B'cholosh. V'koshe dahach bereise kiman betukme. So this bereise is going, we're saying Megillah is different. Loi ke Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel v'loi ke Rabban. D'i Rabbanon. If it's going according to the Rabbonon, so what? We'll say that is a new din, even though the Rabbonon hold that the Sforim Chtovim Becholoshen, but Megillah not is exactly a kosum kichsovim bulshainu. In Cain, Avolei lemisne b'masnisen, Megillah kabi tefillin u'mezuzitz. Sheinichtovim ella ashuris. That means, if the Rabbonim hold of this drosha of kechsovim ulchshoinam, so when they said which dvorim are nemro becholoshin, anichto becholoshin, and which dvorim are not nichto becholoshin, so they should have stuck in, together with tefillin and mezuzahs, they should have stuck in Megillah also. And since they didn't put in Megillah, so Raya that Megillah is also Nichta B'cholosh. So here the Rosh Yosef asks a Mordeke Kasha and Taisvis, which is a Shrek. He says this Taisvis L'chayres Astira to the first Taisvis and Afches Amet Beis. What is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us that Sforim are nichtav b'choloshim, the kosher. Tefillin and mezuzahs ain't nichtavis ela ashuris. What does that mean? So if you have tefillin and mezuzahs, it's ain't nichtav ela ashuris, so it's possible. If it was nichtav b'choloshim, it's possible. Fine, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, the Mishnah b'hoyu. Fine, there's a difference between tefillin and mezuzahs. Now the Baraisa says that a Megillah that was not Memro, in the correct Loshen, is not Metamei es Hayodayim. That's what the Baraisa said. So Taisvist asked the Kasher, but it's Kosher, it's a Kosher Megillah. Giftish, Legiftim is Kosher. So Taisvist says, so what is Pshat? So Taisvist says, it's Kosher, but it's not Metamei es Hayodayim. So this Baraisa is speaking about Tumas Yodayim. So Tumas Yedayim, it's Amet Amas Yedayim. Kashris, it's Iche Kosher. So fact the Rosh Yosef, so what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying, if it's going according to the Chachomim should have put Megillah together with Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Achman and Aslan, you can't put it together with Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Tefillin and Mezuzahs is possible. A Megillah gifti shekoril a gifti mizdach kosher. So it's a kosher Megillah. The Bereis is just saying, in the halacha of metames and yevayim, you mean that it should be a lashon that everyone can be yaitze in. That's what Taisus had said.
So the Taisus is a pella. Say frekter and sheisit.
Och Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lo metukme. Now you can say that's going according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Bais is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shrei Hu Mater Af Yevonis. He's Mater Yevonis. And Bein Loimer Dahani Mili B'Shar Sfor Mater Rav Shimon Gamliel Yevonis. Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel is only Mater B'Shar Sfor. Avo B'Megil Moide Shitzorich Ashuris Kusid Is Abazunder Aloch Avok Chsovam V'Chol Shainam. The Laz Yevonis, Lakel Kosher. Laz Yevonis is kosher to everyone, just like Losh Takedish is kosher for everyone. Is Laz Yevonis is kosher for everyone. A Masik Deino Omer, Kerab Shimon Gamliel. A Masik Nami Hosam Kamash Molon. Daf Megila Nami Omri Milsai. Follow my Megila also, and it's a din that Yevonis is like Losh Takedish. So my mail is the Hashrek. So who is this Bereisa going according to? It's not going according to the Chachamim, because the Chachamim should have mentioned Megillah in the Mishnah. It's not going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, because it's not true. According to Shimon Gamliel, Yevonis is also good. Bal kol chacho tzorich loimer, sheizeh ha-metarit, ein soiver, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, koi kevosei, the Rav Shmur de lekamon. He's tak a chaylik, and Rav Shmuel Kama, Ela Seibel Shimon Gamliel, Lehita B'Megila, Ela Ashuris, Amishum D'Chsibu Kichsovam V'Chil Shainam, Rav Shmuel Kama, Sfila Kishnui D'Rabashi D'Besomach. His Rav Shmuel holds like the next man, the Yomah. That's what Tosfi says. Now let us see Rabashi. Rabashi Omar, Kisanya hi b'shasfor. So Rabashi said that the Baraisa is speaking about, b'shasforim, and speaking about b'shasforim, v'Rab Yehuda is going according to Rab Yehuda. The Sanya, now first it brings a Baraisa, and then we'll see the Baraisa is a bit of a grace, so when we'll find out Pshat in the Baraisa, then we'll find out exactly what Rabashi is saying. The Sanya, we learned in a Baraisa, Tfilin u Mezuzas ein nechtovim ela Ashuris. It's only written Ashuris. Rabbi Seinu itiru Yevonis. And Rabbi Seinu amata Yevonis. Vechte Gemore, that doesn't make sense. Vuchsi vahoyu. How could the Rabbi Seine be Mata Yebonis? It says vahoyu. Elo eimo, so that can't be pshat in the Braise. Elo eimo, sforim nichtovim b'chol loshen. Rabbi Seine, itiru Yebonis. Itiru, mechlal de tana kama osa. That's also no good. That means he was Mater Yevonis. I mean, he's not a Mater. He's an Oyser, a Machmen. Ela Eima, Rabbi Seinu, Lahitiru, Sheyichtavu, Ela Yevonis. So, Memele, so we have over here, so Devar was speaking about Sforim. That Sforim